Hey everyone, welcome to the seventh edition of podcast, all the story all the way straight from outer space, deep space today.
Deep Space Nine.
We're actually in the middle of space right now, and we got the technology up and running, but yeah, this is the seventh episode of Hobby Hard podcast. Coming in from space, we are here to podcast and talk to you. Yeah, this is Sam Porter.
Hey, it's Sam Zena.
Hi, my name is Dylan Heimbrock.
And this week we're going to do bowling. We're actually going to talk about bowling as a hobby. I don't know if you guys have been listening to us. I think we have like maybe two or three listeners out there. I think we actually don't have any. Well, Adrian. Shout out to Adrian.
Does she actually listen? Did we confirm that?
Oh, we did. Yeah, I asked her the other day, and I made it a point to tell her that we've made it a point to shout her out every single week.
Did she appreciate the shout out?
Oh, she sure did. She said, I got to listen to it every week now if you guys are going to continue to do
really?
That.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's one.
We have one. So
consistent
we have one
listener.
Clay? Yeah. Clay's one.
Clay listens, but now he has a job, so I feel like he's going to like.
It's sort of sad, though, that we know all our listeners by name.
Yeah.
It's actually really pathetic.
Well, I like to think that back on Earth, because we're in space this week, that on Earth, one of the planets that's in our solar system.
If you're not familiar.
If you don't know.
Pluto's not one anymore.
that there are other listeners out there. And just as a kid, you know, you're sitting there in your backyard just kind of looking up at the stars, you know, good and whiskey drunk as a child. About 9 or 10 years old,
just drunk off of that milk and whiskey your children are giving or your parents are giving you, so you fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of honey in there too.
There's lots of honey in there.
It kind of kills the whiskey taste, but it's good.
Sugar in the raw.
It's tasty.
For sure.
It's tasty.
Tasty treat.
It's just, you know, you're building up your children to become alcoholics by doing that, but you know, kids don't know.
Kids don't know the best of them.
All of a sudden,
kids really don't know anything.
All of a sudden, they're 34 years
old.
You
ever notice that about kids? They know a lot less than older people.
I mean, yeah, if you ever get intimidated, you just got to realize that you're older than that kid.
You
know, if a kid ever comes up and intimidates you, you just got to be like...
Do you run into that problem a lot?
I try to avoid children.
For that reason, personally,
yeah.
They intimidate you.
Well, schools, like playgrounds and stuff, I'd like to go out there just to like ball with the kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, play basketball and football and stuff like
that. In a big brother capacity?
More like trying to boost my ego capacity.
Oh,
like playing and beating them.
So like you tend to like kind of, you know, say mean things about Barney to small children, and then they just punch you a bunch of times, and you go, I'm really big and this doesn't affect me, and you let them punch you for 3 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Because you go, I'm invincible, children.
Invincible. When you get to be my age, you get to be invincible.
Have you ever visited a child's playground that had a bowling alley?
No.
I can't say that I have either.
Have you?
Me neither, but...
That's a good segue into bowling.
We're talking about bowling. We went bowling 2 nights ago at this place called Highland Lanes in Austin, Texas.
Shout out to Highland Lanes.
Very nice lady at the cash register answered some questions for us.
Did we get her name? I don't think we got her
name. I think
her
name was Jennifer.
I think it was Georgia.
I think your girlfriend's name is Jennifer.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, so I think you're just thinking about that.
Yeah, it was totally not Jennifer.
Hmm. I mean, I asked her name. I think it was
Katie.
Oh, yeah, you actually introduced yourself.
Yeah.
I just walked off.
Yeah. We were being so inquisitive.
Yeah, we were being really inquisitive and Porter. I just decided to walk off and go put on our bowling shoes and just strap on the bowling shoes.
Yeah, so we had an hour on the lane. And
but yeah, so it was league night. That's why we went that particular night.
Yeah.
That's true.
So a lot of serious bowlers there that night. But
there
then
were.
We had our own lane on the far end of the alley from them. Is the whole thing called the alley? Are each of the lanes also called
alleys? No, the entire thing is called an alley. It's just each lane is in
that shows
lane.
How much
each
I know.
Lane is called a lane.
Each lane is called a lane.
Well, I was aware of that distinction.
So, like, the place that houses the lanes is the alley.
It's not like, let's go to the bowling facility.
Is that not what y'all said when we went?
No.
The bowling complex?
Yeah. Let's head up the bowling complex tonight, gents. I think
that
we're
sounds
lane,
like a fine evening.
We were on lane 30. I think the lead cut off around lane 12, so that should show the discrepancy between how far away we were. I was actually kind of disappointed that. I don't know if you guys were, because I wanted to be
right up
in their grill.
Just, yeah. They were probably trying to be nice to us and like keeping us away from the lead.
From the riffraff. We are the riffraff, actually.
Yeah.
I guess we were the... Yeah, they were doing them a favor.
Yeah, they were keeping the riffraff away from the league. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want us to be intimidated by all their really high scores and the seriousness with which some of these people took it. But it wasn't even that serious of a league night, so...
But, yeah, so the highest score you can get is a 300. which I knew that before.
Good job.
Yeah.
And we asked her what was the highest score she'd ever seen in that alley, and she like immediately was like, oh yeah, 300. So I guess like it's pretty common for someone to score 300. It's just really hard to do it like all the time.
I mean, I guess. I mean, if you ever watch like professional bowling, I mean, then it's not like people do it all the time, obviously not, but they always get pretty high up there, like between like 260 and 280 or 290 or something.
Have you guys ever watched bowling on TV?
I have once or twice, actually.
For a few minutes, but never really.
Not the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only like real professional bowl, the only professional bowling I've ever been exposed to is in the classic Bill Murray film,
Kingpin.
Classic. Well, shout out to Bill Murray.
Yeah, you know, Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's really everything I know about bowling and everything I know about the Amish.
That really?
Is from that movie.
From that movie? I've seen a lot of Amish people in my
and
day.
And everything I know about prosthetics.
Oh, yeah. Prosthetic hands and whatnot.
Right.
Well, you know.
So you've seen a lot of Amish people? What's your experience with Amish people?
My experience with Amish people is never
actually
big.
Oh, because you lived in Pennsylvania.
Right. And
you lived in Pennsylvania for a little while.
I did.
Listeners.
I went to the University of Pittsburgh, and every now and then when we would drive from Connecticut out to Pittsburgh to go to college or whatever.
To go to college or whatever.
To go to college or whatever.
Yeah, to go to college or whatever. There's all sorts of things.
You get that degree or whatever.
Get that degree or whatever. You know, sometimes we were driving from Connecticut to West Virginia to go get some grain alcohol. You never know. It's not illegal. It's not illegal in West Virginia.
You did that?
No.
Oh.
People in Pittsburgh do generally go to West Virginia to
go buy
grain
alcohol. How far is West Virginia from
Pittsburgh?
From Pittsburgh.
It's like right next to it.
Really?
Yeah. My sister went to school in West Virginia, and her college was 40 minutes away from...
Everything up there is so close together. I never, like,
yeah, it's, I'm trying to think, I think the border,
it's America's backyard, as they call it, right?
It's true. The,
really?
No.
Is anything called that?
America's
seems like
backyard?
Something would be.
Alabama.
Maybe like the Midwest or like the Ozarks or something.
The Ozarks, yeah.
I think it's Florida. I think of Florida is America's backyard.
Would it be? It's more like America's indoor pool.
Yeah, I don't know what America's backyard would be, but yeah, Pittsburgh is only, it's 20 minutes away. It's actually, like, legitimately 20 minutes away from West Virginia, and grain alcohol is illegal in, fun fact, everybody, it's illegal in Pennsylvania, but it's not.
Oh, that's, like, Everclear.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
like
yeah,
Everclear.
So that is legal in most places, right?
Right, but it's not in Pennsylvania, okay. So any of, like, the fraternities who wanted to make jungle juice and whatever, they'd have to specifically drive out to West Virginia to go to a liquor store across the border. While they're in the liquor store, maybe they play a couple slots. And then buy some grain alcohol and come over.
So West Virginia is just a lawless society.
Yeah, dude. They're waving Confederate flags all over the place. They got slots in the in all the little bars and whatnot, just selling grain alcohol. It's an interesting place, really. You want to see some sort of rednecks. Those are some good ones over there. I'm sure you guys have seen some better ones.
Another good place
Alabama,
to find
though.
Rednecks.
Oh, no. Alabama. West Virginia's got a lot of hillbillies, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
that's of, really all I know
tons
about
of mountain
it.
Folk. Nick Saban actually is from West Virginia, little known fact.
Oh, really?
I'm not surprised by that by any means.
Probably the most famous person from West Virginia.
So we played...
Most successful.
I don't know.
Randy Moss.
William H. Macy went to... Randy Moss is from West Virginia.
Oh, really?
O.J. Mayo is from West Virginia.
Are there any famous bowlers from West Virginia?
I can't name a famous bowler.
I bet William H. Macy is a bowler.
I probably should admit like my lapses in research.
You're just admitting that on the air right here?
Yeah. Like, well, I know one.
I can't
bowler.
Tell you anything about bowling. Get
yeah, so
ready.
Let's just go ahead and get into bowling then.
But yeah,
Randy
so
Moss probably did some celebrity bowling tournaments.
Oh, absolutely,
celebrity bowling.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
Call.
That's one we dropped the ball on, huh?
Pun intended.
Oh, there it is.
But yeah, so the aforementioned Clay
hello,
joined
listeners.
Us. Joined us at the Highland Lanes in Austin, Texas.
That was Tuesday night. Today
we played two games.
Wednesday.
We booked an hour, and so. And we spent probably 40 minutes in the first game, so we like really rushed to the second game. It was
speed bowling. We invented a new game, I think. I think we're probably the first people to ever play speed bowling.
Yeah, probably.
In America, at least.
Everyone in the league was pretty much doing speed bowling. Like, all of those people were playing in two lanes.
Yeah.
Like, they had every one of those people in the league had two game personal games going. And they
oh,
would just
really?
Bowl,
good observation.
And bowl and bowl.
Oh, I did not notice
TJ?
That.
Did you talk to TJ down there?
And by the way, just now I did a bowling gesture with my left hand.
Yeah, he did. And he actually moved left and right while he was doing it.
You can probably tell that in your ears from the microphone.
Just the wind coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good.
But they were good. Right. People just like knocking down strikes like it was nothing. And the craziest thing was when they would, I mean, I guess this is what good bowlers do, but I'm terrible, so I didn't know this.
Talk about the scores.
They throw. They have such a hard curve on the ball that it looks like it's going to go into the gutter, and then it just goes back straight towards the middle, and just like a really powerful strike.
That's what I've always been fascinated about. A really good friend of mine from the University of Pittsburgh. We, you know, when I was in school, For some reason, we became really big into bowling my last semester when I was at school. And my buddy Noah, he had this really weird way of rolling the ball. Like, he wouldn't put his hands in the finger holes or anything. He would just hold it with two hands, and he'd go to, like the left or the right side of the lane. And he would just kind of run up there and just, like, twist it really strangely, and it would do the exact same. It would go from the one side he was on, like, left lane, all the way to the other side, and get literally right, like, it was about to be a gutter ball, and then all of a sudden it would turn back in, and he would, you know, somehow get strikes constantly. Like, wow. He was really, really excellent at it.
Nice.
But
y'all both got strikes on two nights ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a number of them.
A number of
them.
Did
you get a strike?
I didn't get
a spare.
I got one spare. That's all I got. Yeah.
By number, I mean like 4 and 2 games.
Right, yeah, so me and Hot Dog were, or Dylan, we were...
Four's good?
We were what neck and neck. I think Dylan beat me by like maybe a point or two, or a pin or two, I should say, in the cumulative score, and then Zena... Right. I was in the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I was trailing.
He was trailing. Hard.
Trailing hard.
And our good friend Clay, pretty good bowler. He definitely led the way both times. My score in the first game was 46.
And is that the perfect score? Not is 300.
Which is not uncommon for me. And then that's a failing grade. Yeah. And then in the second game, I got a 69.
Well, so at least that's averaging about four and six pins per. Probably about 5 and 6 pins per. Time you throw.
When you say it like that, that makes it sound kind of good, but obviously it's not.
Oh, it's.
But like in my head, like, hey, that's not bad. Oh, you hit something every time.
There was a few gutters in there, but yeah, bowling. I noticed there was a lot of. I was doing the research. There's a lot of lingo for bowling.
Ooh,
I don't
nice.
Know if you guys noticed this.
We always find some lingo in these.
There was
these
a
hobbies.
Lot of lingo.
Let's hear it. I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about the lingo.
So your friend from Pitt apparently, I guess there's different styles of actually throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. He was more of a shoveler, and shoveling is where you don't actually put your fingers in the holes.
Okay.
Stroking. So there's like four different kinds. There's stroking, shoveling, spinning, and cranking.
Can you move your mic a little bit? You're like. Just, yeah. Like, point it straight at your mouth.
So what's cranking?
Right here. Is this good?
There you go. Now turn it towards your mouth. There we go.
Sound right. Like a serial killer. All right,
we're done.
Seconds,
we're done.
Though.
Adjusting.
There you
adjusting.
Go.
Adjusting.
Sorry, adjusting.
Guys. Yeah, so shoveling is the no holes, and then spinning is more spinning. You know, you just spin the ball. Stroking is more of like...
Wait, what's spinning?
It's what you call it if you actually are just spinning the ball. Instead of just
like,
going,
is that what we did?
Like, putting spin on it. No.
Oh, but Clay was sort of doing
Clay
it?
Clay was kind of doing it.
It's like the hard curve that I was talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, like the
like
curve.
The people who like put their fingers in the holes, but then they like have the really
yeah,
like,
yeah, and they like lean out and spin. Okay. Yeah, there's like stroking, which is more kind of going down the middle a little bit, and then cranking, which is kind of the opposite way of curving. So instead of like curving the way that you normally would.
Mm. Oh. So cranking is just going the like opposite direction that you... Normally,
yeah, like if a right-hander would like curve from the left side to the middle.
Okay, so what were we doing?
We were doing a little bit of stroking and just some bowling. We were doing some old school.
Wait,
bowling.
Was that an option?
That is option number 5. I don't see it listed, but it's on there.
It's E, all of the above.
Yeah, so there's a lot of other different lingo that I found that was really cool. So. Apparently, if you get 3 strikes, it's called a turkey.
I knew that. Yeah, because most
I've gotten a turkey once in my life.
Yeah, most of the old-fashioned bowling alleys with the funny TV screens, they'll have a little animation
right
for the turkey.
Yeah, the turkey gets cooked or whatever.
Yeah, cooked turkey, and then there's so if you're on a hot streak, that's called bagging. So you can be called a bagger.
Is there a thing then, if you hit four strikes in a row? Is there
a quad turkey?
Yeah, there's I've seen like double turkey.
I don't know if it's
on the screens. I've seen double turkey and triple turkey.
Oh, really?
Just. As you go along.
Oh. My one epic, not really epic, but the one big stretch of bowling I've ever had in my entire life that was good is I got 4 strikes in a row once.
Wow. Double turkey.
Wow. Is that what it was? Double turkey?
Double turkey would be 6 or a 6
I know
bag.
It's misleading.
It's really misleading.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen double turkey for 4 strikes.
Well, fair enough.
Like, I know that's misleading.
That's incredibly misleading.
But I think that's how it's calculated.
It might be.
I think that's how turkeys are calculated.
Well,
we were bagging a little bit, though.
Do you know why it's called a turkey?
I think in the olden times, well, the game was invented in, like, the 1990s in England.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, turkeys were really popular.
The facts.
And, yeah, so the game actually was founded about 1991, August of 1991. in
August.
In the middle of North England.
Do you know what the day was by any chance?
No, well, historians have
lost. It definitely feels like an August sport.
Yeah, they've lost track of the exact date.
Do we?
They know, like, generally that it happened in that month. And turkeys actually, the funny thing about England is that when it comes close to Thanksgiving, they have to start really early to find their turkeys.
Because they celebrate Thanksgiving in England.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, the
everyone in the world celebrates it.
More of the traditional.
Yeah, obviously. The best Thanksgiving celebrations are actually in China, if you weren't aware of that one.
I haven't actually celebrated Chinese Thanksgiving before, but I've heard they are good.
Their
dishes are a little bit different, but they
slightly.
Also... They put more spices in them.
A lot more spices. A lot more noodles.
Neither here nor there. That's another podcast. So they have to find their turkeys really early. And then also...
imported?
The game was also played outdoors until like about October of 1994. And turkeys used to go catch the... Like, go run out there and get the pins itself. And go, like, track them down. So they used to, like...
Like hunting dogs.
Yeah, they used to be, like, hunting dogs. Well, just turkeys are just rampant.
Turkey hounds.
Yeah, they're traditional.
It would get really crazy when they were hunting turkey with dogs while the turkeys were doing the ball pin retrieving.
It was a confusing time. Yeah.
How did they used to give the scent? How would they give the scent of the bowling pin to the turkey?
Well...
And what was the scent?
I don't think turkeys operate off of scent.
Well, if they have to go find them. I mean, most animals operate off of scent.
They just put a little... They just put a little piece of the pin in their gullet. And then they...
In their warble?
Yeah, in their warble.
Well, most turkeys are actually born in bowling alleys, too.
Fun fact.
Yeah, so that's where turkeys kind of originated.
Was that a spoiler alert? Did you just spoil the game for us?
No, I mean, it's pretty well known.
How is it?
Fact. If you go to turkeybowling.com /history/origin_1994.
.htm.
Yeah, .htm. And you'll see a lot of the... different just historical facts about the traditional English that are playing.
There's three or four of them.
Well, I'm glad that we just learned so much. It's like facts. You're like a living Wikipedia page.
Yeah. So then, but other terms are, so beer frame is when you're in like a league night or like in any time, if the one person that does not get a strike has to buy a round of beers.
Okay.
So that actually sounds like pretty fun.
That's
every
pretty fun.
Frame?
Every frame. So you would do it for, like, you would just be... You know, like the first time you go, and it's just like if you don't get a strike.
So you'd only do this if everyone was really good, and so you only get a round every time someone doesn't get a strike.
Right. If like
which wouldn't necessarily be every frame.
Like if So if like everyone gets a strike. Oh,
wait, I'm confused. Is it just literally one frame and everybody goes, and if everyone gets a strike, then the one person that
then
doesn't,
there's no round.
Well,
right. So like if we were bowling when we went bowling, if all of us got a strike except for one person.
So if Sam
that person,
didn't get a strike, then he would have to go buy beers.
Yeah, I think that's based on the idea that everyone's really good, and so there'd only be a few rounds. There'd only be a few frames where someone didn't get a strike.
Right,
everyone's really good.
Yeah. It's different.
I think this is.
If we did that, that would have been pandemonium.
Yeah, we would have been totally tanked. What I was going to say was about what I thought was kind of funny about watching the league people is that there were so many people who just literally went and bought a pack of cards out of the vending machine, and as they were bowling in their league night, they were just sitting there playing drinking games with the cards.
Oh, yeah, what was with the playing cards? There was
a lot of playing cards.
They were playing drinking games.
But there was like three or four slots reserved in the vending machine to packs of playing cards.
Oh, I mean, I guess it must be for people in league night, because there were a lot of people that were just like sitting at the tables, and instead of when it wasn't their turn, they would just sit there with a bunch of beers, and they would just like
just
play kings or whatever.
It just seemed like its own phenomenon. Like is card playing like really ingrained in bowling culture?
I don't know. Maybe it kind of seems like one of those sports too. That I know that like I mean, growing up like playing bowling and stuff, we used to like bet, you know, on bowling or like just throw down like a dollar per frame or something like that. And so there'd be like money involved. And so maybe these people, maybe they're mixing. Maybe these people are like gamblers, you know?
It's funny you say that. I went to a bowling alley.
It is funny. I mentioned that.
I went to a bowling alley in Pittsburgh when I was still in school one day. And there was this DJ. And one of the, all of a sudden he announces that whoever gets the highest score in, you know, the particular round, like in this like specific time frame or something, is going to win a prize. My friend Annie winds up getting like she gets like a strike or something. There aren't very many people in this bowling alley. She gets a strike, and she winds up winning whatever the hell the prize is. She goes up to get it. It was a Best of Huey Lewis and the News album. So she comes back, and she's got this Best of Huey Lewis and the News CD, and she was super excited about it.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I think it was she was really just excited because she was relatively drunk, because this is Pittsburgh, and everybody loves beer and cigarettes in Pittsburgh. So, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What about turkeys?
Turkeys, actually, people love turkeys. Turkeys at the in Oakland, where the University of Pittsburgh is, it's not uncommon to see wild turkeys just commonly walking around.
Wait, what? Oakland? Is that part of Pittsburgh?
Yes, Oakland. Oh. Oakland is a part of Pittsburgh, and that's where the University
almost
of...
Almost just blew my mind close right one. There.
No. Oakland is a part of Pittsburgh. It's where the University of Pittsburgh is, and if you walk around, it's really not uncommon to see wild turkeys just, like, calmly walking around. I have a friend who had a house that a bunch of them actually lived right behind.
Turkeys? So if I wrote you a letter when you lived in... when you went to the University of Pittsburgh, would it say... Oakland, Pennsylvania?
No, it would say Pittsburgh.
Oh, so it's just like
it's a like section a neighborhood. Of the city. It's a neighborhood.
Oh, would it say Oakland, parentheses, Pittsburgh, non-parentheses, comma, PA, and then the zip code?
I mean, you could probably write that and it'd probably get to me, but it's not necessary. Would it get there quicker? Debatable.
Would it get there quicker?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes.
Okay.
But I don't know. No one ever tried to do that.
On average, how many letters do you guys write a year?
That's a good question.
But I should actually say mail, because you probably write a lot of letters.
Really none.
If I'm looking for a job, I write a ton.
Oh, what is it?
I send actual mail when I'm looking for a job sometimes. Okay. So.
What about thank you notes? You guys are big thank you note people?
No.
I don't get
presents, so I don't write thank you notes. Okay, no one to write
thank you
notes
more
for.
Thank you notes, you'd be getting more presents.
So,
that's a good point. Time to pick up that hobby, I guess.
But yeah, so other slang. I'll just finish that real quick.
Oh, okay.
There's like three more I have.
We've got a game to play. So.
Yeah, yeah.
God, there's so many slang words
so,
in this
game. There's turkey. There's also a chicken. So a chicken apparently is when you get three spares in a row. I did not know that ever.
I thought there was a name for it, and I was going to ask about that. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a shitty version of a turkey.
Right.
Just like a chicken is.
Yeah. There's there's called a chicken sandwich and a turkey sandwich.
Oh, those are
delicious. And so a chicken sandwich is when you get a strike, then three spares, and then another strike.
Uh-huh.
So, and then...
how do you make a BLT?
A BLT, you got to get a spare, and then a nine, and then a spare, then a strike, and then your tomato comes from... a seven, and then you throw in a three, and then you get a strike.
I think that's what I bowled.
Wait. I think there's supposed to be a 7-10 split somewhere in there. That's
oh,
why
that's right.
That's
the
7-10
split.
That's
yeah.
why BLT is so rare, because it's really hard to get a 7-10 split.
That's the bread.
That's the bread.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Okay. It's like a good two good pieces of rye. Just hard to find.
It is hard to find in this.
That
city.
Reminds me. One of the.
Let me just finish these slang terms.
Are you serious? There's more slang terms.
There's one more.
You've said like 20 different things.
And then the last one that's hilarious.
Charlie Day and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Just want this to be over. Over now.
And then, all right, so the last one is cheesy cakes. A cheesy cake.
This is the best one.
Is lanes with easy strikes.
Wait, did Are you actually? Is lane? That a real thing? I could have
yes.
sworn you made that one up.
Wait, I found this website that had like probably 50 slang terms.
How can lanes differ to make strikes easier?
I don't. Well, probably the
Slickness?
Oil.
Is it just luck?
Oil. It's probably luck, and then you know, like in other sports, like actually, I can't really think of anything because. Bowling's pretty standard for
right.
everything, yeah. But
especially within an alley,
I think
everything's
like the inner workings of different bowling groups and leagues and stuff. They probably just have, you know, they have nicknames and stuff.
That's true.
But yeah,
true.
So cheesy cake. So that was really good. Now we're gonna go into what you were talking about.
What were we talking? About?
All right, we got a game to play.
Playing the game now.
All right, so we decided to. We've been talking about what kind of activities we want to have on the show and. So we're gonna start one this week. We'll see how it goes. We hope you like it. It's called Categories, and it's pretty much the same thing as when you play the drinking game with cards, where you do a category and you go around the circle. Except in this one, if you lose, you have to continue the episode without saying the name of the hobby. So for this one, you have to not say the word bowling, which I don't. Maybe that won't be that hard.
It probably won't be that.
Because I don't know if we've actually said the word. Bowling
oh, we
that
said
many
it,
times.
We said it once or twice. I mean, when we talk, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably.
But maybe somebody will slip difficult. Up.
There's going to be some slip ups.
Let's see how it goes. So, Dylan, you pick the category, and I will go clockwise.
Okay. So,
for everyone not paying attention or not watching us right now, which
right.
is actually everyone listening to this,
right.
clockwise is going to be
me.
Zena's next.
And then Porter.
And then me. And then yeah. it's going to go back around, like, kind of the way that the clocks work. It's going to keep spinning.
Oh, wait. So here's my...
Until someone messes the category up, or doesn't name something within.
We got it.
Okay, wait.
So do we understand that? Is everyone caught up?
Well, I think everybody's
caught
up.
Can't answer.
Wait, I'm going to say this category,
Adrian,
but do I have to
up?
Give the first answer?
No, I'll give the first one.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Category, NFL quarterbacks.
Matt Moore.
Like current?
Yeah, current. Current NFL quarterbacks. Current NFL quarterbacks playing in the NFL today.
Like on rosters.
On rosters. Let's make it so that they can't be injured right now.
Okay.
They can't be injured?
Yep.
That's going to be hard to stay on top of that.
We watch enough NFL football. I hope you can figure
all
this
right.
out.
What if there's like a recent injury that I don't know about?
Oh, shut up.
Well,
Sam.
As of Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the one
today's
that I said
Wednesday.
Already. Matt Moore.
Okay.
I'm going to go Caleb Haney.
Blaine Gabbert.
Philip Rivers.
Mark Sanchez.
Tyler Palico.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Colt McCoy.
Philip Rivers.
Andy Dalton. Wait, no, I already said Philip Rivers.
Yeah, that's
you. Oh,
you said
did?
Rivers,
yeah, you lose. You lose your own category.
I'm the worst at this.
I actually was going to say Philip Rivers, but then I thought that you said it, but I was so much concentrating on like what I was going
to
say.
I just really wanted to say the names Blaine Gabbert and Tyler Palico. It's the only reason that I picked the category.
That's a good decision. It's a good decision.
So Dylan can't say the word bowling now until the end of the podcast.
Who would have thought I would lose that game?
Don't say it. Yeah, we actually knew that you were going to lose.
Yeah, we actually did a preliminary round off air. Can we say that? Off air?
Yeah, it was off air.
We can say that.
Are the producers approving that?
I think everyone knows that terminology.
Who are the current producers right now? Because we had a little shake-up in our staff over the past week.
It's a good question.
Can you expound upon the shake-up just for everyone listening?
Yeah.
Give
a little bit of background
information. When we were bowling, there was a big... there's just a big debate between who could be the better bowler and one of our producers that's on staff. And I hope he has a Merry Christmas because he's not on staff anymore. And
he got taken out.
He wasn't that good of a bowler. He was kind of a joker. But basically, he just tried to get the socks out of the vending machine. He tried to take an extra pair as it was falling down. And then he ended up. That's where it just got ugly.
Socks are $3, mind you, in the vending machine.
Were they?
$3.
Yeah, and he just kept having foot faults. I was just like, come on, man. There's clearly a line in this stupid thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had a foot fault.
Zena had a foot fault.
Yeah, that's why we're all just like, every time it happened when you did it, we just said, come on, Sam.
I only did it once.
You came very
close.
You came dangerously close.
Many times.
It doesn't matter if you get close. You're supposed to get close.
Well, you should have had more. All right.
Let's talk more about the actual...
I want to bring up a couple of things because these are things that I knew about bowling before we did any research. Mass media.
Let's go with ingrained knowledge.
Let's see what Sam's enough knowledge is here, folks.
Do you remember the episode of The Flintstones when Barney and Fred, they
two characters in The Flintstones.
They're a part of a bowling league.
In the cartoon version of The Honeymooners.
They are actually leaguers.
I think I remember the bowling ball or something had like an animal.
It was probably like a dinosaur or something.
Well, the bowling balls were also made out of rocks, obviously.
Oh, that's right. So anyway.
That's what Fred Flintstone, was that his job?
He worked at a quarry.
He worked at a rock quarry.
Yeah. But he dealt with rocks, though, right?
He knew a lot about rocks.
He knew a lot about
sure.
rocks, absolutely.
That may have been what led to his bowling. He was the world's first architect.
He's up there.
Even though he was a manual laborer at a quarry.
I think he would have been an architect, too.
Anyway. So in this particular episode, Fred and Barney, they had a double date with their wives, Wilma and Betty. But they also had double booked on bowling league night. But they wanted to do both. So they, scrambled back and forth. They said, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. And then they, went to the bowling alley. And then they bowled their frames and were like, oh, I'm going to go do something else. And they, were changing clothes in between each one.
And then
they eventually, got caught because they were, saying bowling things on the date. And they're like, oh, what's going on? So that's something that I reference when I think
about
that.
Wasn't a very good Flintstone impersonation.
That was one of their wives. Cheesy cakes
over okay.
There's
a few cheesy cakes that just happened right there.
Another thing is I don't go bowling very often. And so when the Nintendo Wii came out and I was awesome at Wii bowling, I thought, hey, maybe I am pretty good at bowling because I could nail strikes. Back
left
back.
And right.
And right.
Well, I mean, the lanes in Wii Bowling are just a bunch of cheese cakes, apparently.
Someone said bowling.
This is the worst.
So what happens if you say bowling?
We never discussed that.
I offered the thing that the person gets silenced for the rest of the podcast.
We shouldn't do that,
That just hurts everyone.
The polls are showing, and the new producer didn't buy it.
We'll just have a running tally. Okay. And that'll affect you negatively somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
In the future.
TBD off the air. Actually, if you guys have any ideas about how that could...
You could email us.
Yeah, you could email us.
Hobbyhard@gmail.com or tweet at us.
We got a lot of those.
Twitter.com/hobbyhard, I believe.
/#!, because for some reason that shows up now.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, you can find us on Twitter, hobbyhard.
No, does that now?
Nah,
so you can
I
tweet at us. You
can
DM us, which stands for direct message.
That's only if we follow you.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
We'll follow anybody.
I think we will.
We've
covered about half Twitter right now, so we're following about half of the Twitterers.
The Tweetverse? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, so we haven't gotten to you. But yeah, if you have any ideas about how this game can kind of, punish the person that loses it.
And also another thing I want to talk about is
in a humiliating way.
I've never understood how score is actually kept. Clay was trying to explain it to us, but I understood it for a second two nights ago when he explained it, but I really couldn't repeat it back to you. It was something like, because the strikes and the spares, that makes scoring a little more interesting, because like normally you just get the number of points for how many pins you hit. Unless you got a spare or a strike, and that means so if you got a strike, you get the next two frames doubled.
Plus
the 10 that you get from the strike.
Yeah, so you get your 10 from the strike, and then you get the next 2 points that you get on the next frame.
Or yeah, the two turns from the next.
Yeah, frame. And then that's added onto that frame, and then. The next frame is added on to that previous frame. So if you get a strike and then like a 9, then you're going to get 19 on that initial frame, and then you'll get 9 added on to 19. So in that next frame, you're going to have 28.
So there's 10 frames, right?
There's 10 frames.
There's so many things that are happening in this conversation that I don't care about.
All right, well, if you don't care about them, talk about stuff. All right, so the...
So you were earlier talking about the history of bowling.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we really know the history of bowling?
Actually...
I know it a little bit. I can tell you something.
It was not founded in England in 1990.
In the 90s.
No, actually, I did read...
During the riots.
Yeah. Sorry, England.
I actually did read about how bowling has been around for 4,000 years.
Yeah, it's very old. It's probably one of the oldest sports.
It actually...
I bet it is one of the oldest, like, still existing professional sports.
Well, there is...
What about golf? Actually, no, this thing was founded in, like...
Actually, golf and bowling are related. I will tell you about it, but go ahead.
Let's drop some actually, knowledge. I'm kind of interested in that, but bowling has, like, been around since, for 4,000 years. And
it's a long time.
It's a really long time. And bowling balls were made out of wood until the early 1900s, which is just kind of a strange thing. And I'm very fascinated by that because when I read that, I sat down and I thought about a bunch of Ron Swanson sitting around and just like really, really sanding a bunch of balls to be like the most perfectly round things ever. I'd just be like if Ron Swanson wasn't a person on a TV show in the year 2000s.
In the year 2000s.
I said the year 2000s. He would
in the year 2000s.
He would.
There will be computers everywhere. The president will be taking over the world. I was going to say something else, but
I have a feeling of what you were going to say, but I'm not.
You got to keep it peach.
Yeah.
Keep it peach.
Yes,
sorry,
you got to do that.
I'll be at a.
He'll just own the cheesecake. He'll just own the Cheesecake Factory. That's what he's going to do in the year 2000.
More like the Cheesy Cake Factory.
Anyway, just imagine a bunch of Ron Swanson sitting around and making lots of bowling balls. And I thought that was just kind of a funny image with his sweet stash.
Did you ever read the story Rip Van Winkle? Surely you're familiar with it.
Sure am.
So do you remember what happens right before he falls asleep for 40 years?
Does he go bowling?
He's bowling.
Bowling, we got a winner.
He went into the woods and he met these strangers who were playing 9 pins, which is similar to the game of bowling we play now, except with one less pin. And I think the 9 pins are like strung together, so I guess if you hit one, you get them all. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
That was my very basic understanding. Skimming.
Is it a YouTube video? Is there a YouTube video out there of this?
Of
actual footage.
They just called footage of him.
Just found footage. Yeah. But
he was bowling with a narwhal.
So that's a bowling appearance in popular culture. But anyway, so yeah, bowling.
That's a lot of those.
The bowling that we play comes from a lot of different games. There's a lot of older games that are like sort of related to. I'm just repeating what I just said. Anyway, so everyone's heard of bocce ball. That's sort of a more European thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so yeah, there's a lot of like outdoor versions of bowling that are related to it. But I think all of these, from what I understood, I guess this I'll make this my weird fact of the week.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you all ready for weird facts?
Wait, what were you saying about... Oh, okay, this is it. Okay.
Wait, we didn't talk that much about leagues, though.
Leagues?
Bowling leagues?
Yeah, I mean...
We talked about the people that we witnessed.
Your mom's in a league, right?
If you want to talk about the leagues, then we'll talk about the leagues.
I just think it's funny. I just think they're funny. I think that it's hilarious that my mother is in a bowling league.
Hey, Denise.
Hello, Denise. Right.
We don't have to end on weird fact of the week.
Oh, I don't know. I just assume that's
what we end on voting.
Oh, that's right. Ugh, forget.
Have you listened to the podcast?
Dylan doesn't listen. He's not one of our listeners.
I just show up and converse with my friends.
I usually listen to while I fall asleep.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, my mother is a bowler. I find that really hysterical. And especially funny because my mother, you know, my mother raised four children. So it's not like she, my mother raised four children and she has three jobs. So it's not like she's like sits around and does a lot of outdoor, like outside activities, which is
outside of the house,
besides, you know, working and raising children and being a mother.
Important things.
And so all of a sudden my mother's working at this hospital and she gets invited to join a bowling league. And one day she's been doing this league for a few weeks and she calls me up one day and she goes, "Hey Dylan, guess what?" I said, "What, Denise?" She goes, "I'm in a bowling league now." It's like, "What the hell? You're in a bowling league? Really?" She goes, "Yeah, it's the stupidest thing I've ever done. But I think it's hilarious. I suck at bowling, but it's just really hilarious to go. Your father hates it." Like, "Why does Dad hate the fact you're in a bowling league, Mom?" And she goes, "Because I get out of the house and I go and do things, and he's jealous." So all of that was really hilarious. And I like to imagine my mother having a sweet bowling shirt and like owning a ball, even though she has neither one of those things.
Oh, yeah, we did see actual, like, bowling shirts at the alley.
One of them had like a hilarious name. What was it?
I want them to.
Oh yeah, there was a team. Oh, did I not see this already?
No. It was
okay. I think I was about to when you were telling the fucking slang shit.
Yeah, that was so long.
There was so much more slang. I could.
There's more.
Oh yeah, not that I've written down.
There are so many stupid things.
Anyway, so the team name. One of the team names.
So I'll do a spinoff podcast actually starting next week
for
bowling slang. Yeah,
look for that.
Look for the bowlingslang.com/hobbies/originality.
This is a new Tumblr we just started.
There was a league team called Six Balls and Two Splits. And it was because there was three guys and two girls on the team.
Getting kind of crass. There's a PG version of crass right there.
Start trying to keep it PG, but we got to report the facts, you know.
Yeah, they're just being
we have
the
a lot
booze.
Of kid listeners out there.
We do have so many
child
listeners.
Yep. There's a lot of them. But is your mother
How is
like,
she?
Is
she
the
good?
People she? How is she doing?
How is she today?
What? On a personal level, my mother's doing fine. She's really excited. She decided to try to adopt a dachshund.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
What was its name? It had a sweet name actually. Something than
Sweet Potato.
It was not Sweet Potato. It was a person's
Yam.
Name. It was like Oliver or something.
Pumpkin.
Might have been Pumpkin. I think it was a Sweet Potato Casserole.
What I wanted to know is, are the people that she plays on a team with, are they any good, or is it all like
is it all women?
Formal? Or are they like, fucking Denise, she's terrible.
No, well, my mother
like,
is...
Oh, gosh, Denise is showing up. I think about that Dylan kid some more.
I think it's really funny to think about my mother bowling, because my mother is this really sweet, really adorable little lady. And I can imagine her bowling and just basically the ball going like 3 feet and then going straight into the gutter and her just turning around and just going, "This is so stupid," and then laughing a
after
lot
after every bowl.
After every single thing. She's just laughing about it. My mother is you know, 56 and doing this and just finding all the irony she could possibly find in this, and I just find all that hilarious. I don't know if any of them are any good because she's never actually told me what her scores are. I feel like my mother's aggregate score is like 46, like Sam Zeno over here. Every single time
I'm
he does it,
pretty terrible.
But I she works. Yeah. She's a social worker, so she probably balls with a lot of other social workers. It's probably how they blow off steam after working at hospitals in the inner city in Connecticut. Yeah. But anyway, I just think all of it is just kind of hilarious, and I wish my mother had like a bowling ball that she spent like $400 on, like a little. I hate both of you. I don't know why I'm speaking to you right now.
What? Oh, you're the bowling ball. Did she have like a bag?
I think she might.
Oh, you remember that guy with the rolling luggage to hold his bowling ball? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, I saw him.
That's pretty funny.
So someone out of us has a girlfriend and that also has a bowling ball.
That's right. My girlfriend Jen owns. I think she owns bowling shoes too, and she owns a bowling ball. And she claims it's because it pays for itself if you go bowling at least a few times because I guess it's expensive to rent. I don't know.
But you don't rent the ball.
Yeah, I didn't.
I know you don't rent the. You could actually probably steal one of those balls.
Right? Is there a ball fee?
Well, here's how
I. No ball. It's actually built in. Well, when they came out with the
there's bill a shoe fee for sure.
Yeah, when they came out with the Bill of Rights for bowling. Yeah, it was called like the Humanitarian United American World Federation of Bowling Bill of Rights, and they came out with
UAFBA.
That is so bill many words.
Yeah, RAFBA Bill of Rights Draft 1 Version 1.0. Edits zero because it was perfect and yeah. So when it came out, they actually said that we're gonna do like an kind of built-in inflation type system for all the bowling alleys, and we're gonna build in ball fees.
Where did Cosmic Bowling fit into that Bill of Rights?
Oh well, Cosmic Bowling was an afterthought. It actually was in version 1.1.
Since we're in space, we should have checked Yelp to see if there's any cosmic bowling alleys up here.
So it's actually really cool. You guys having a lot of fun out here?
Yeah, well, I guess we should talk more about how we're in... Never mind.
No. Wait, is cosmic bowling just bowling under the stars?
With black lights.
It's with black lights.
Oh, have you never been cosmic bowling?
No, is there like a light show that happens?
Dude,
like
yeah,
Pink
it's like,
Floyd playing all over
yeah,
the place?
Yeah, it's like black lights everywhere. I remember...
it's like an Allman Brothers light
like
show.
Like laser tag.
Yeah. I remember growing up going to like laser tag.
Wait a minute.
Like laser tag and bowling... Cosmic bowling was like
also laser tag. We should totally do an episode about.
Oh,
laser
we should
tag.
Totally just do.
Yes,
laser
I've been
tag.
Trying to get you guys to go to laser tag forever.
Actually, probably 2.5 years.
Yes, as long as we've been friends, I've been trying to get you guys to go play laser tag.
We've been friends for 2.5 years.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's a long time.
At least 2 years. Yeah.
Time to move.
Well, here's my question. That's how I feel. Here's my question, though. You guys just blew my mind, because is there a thing that really does combine laser tag and bowling?
It doesn't combine like the game of laser tag, but it combines the environment of laser tag.
I'm imagining this combining
it. Oh, I like
and
this,
because
we've had a couple of big games that have been invented over the podcast. I feel like this is a game we could invent.
All right. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So... Here's the idea.
If you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking combining laser tag and bowling. So it's kind of like you're going around and you're shooting the shit out of people because that's what you do in laser tag. Somehow, here's the only thing, is that bowling balls can be pretty heavy and they could probably injure the hell out of some people. So the question
you're
is...
You're not throwing them at people, are you?
Well, I mean, everyone's going to be like running all over the lanes and shit.
Let them flesh it out.
Yeah.
I don't really know how anything to flesh out. I'm just kind of thinking about...
I'm just kind of thinking about
how a lot of people running around shooting little light guns at each other while other people are bowling at the same time. And so if you get shot... I feel like if you get shot by the gun, then you have to go and you have to try to roll a frame. And
so you have to bowl your way back to more
you have to bowl your,
ammunition or more
you have to bowl your way back
regenerate?
Into the game back into the game. So if you get shot, it's just like how you know how in paintball if you get shot in paintball, as we discussed, then you wind up getting taken out of the game for either the entire game or for a certain amount of time. So if you get shot, then you have to go and you've got to bowl your way back
you
in.
You said bowl or bowling so much.
Oh, well, you know what? I lost.
I thought after one, it didn't really matter.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I already forgot this
email
rule.
Email us at hobbyhard@gmail.com.
Anyway, so, but at the same time, I feel like people should be able to be running over the lanes if they really choose to. Because
the whole alley is the laser. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. It sounds terribly dangerous
sounds
and
incredibly
awesome.
What about is Capture the Flag mixed in there at all?
Capture the Flag? Yes, that should be part of it.
I don't like that game.
Capture the Flag is wonderful. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like it.
Well,
how do you not like?
How do you not capture the flag?
I don't know.
Did you just get tagged a lot and always just get taken?
I guess
out?
I was just terrible at it. I just got really tired. Like, I don't feel like looking for the flag anymore.
I can see a young Sam Zena just hating Capture the Flag, actually. I'm not surprised by this.
I was
going
to say go the opposite way and say I can see young Sam Zena about circa,
1994,
the close of outdoor bowling in England and the opening of indoor bowling in America. Mm-hmm, Sam mm-hmm. Zena just owning and Capture the Flag.
Well, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
It's just you're misremembering.
I mean, I think this might come up every time we do something remotely
active.
Active related. I'm terrible at it. I'm not good at athletic things. I'm just not good at it. Although
you are a really good sport about it, though, because you always try.
Yeah, and there are a lot of
you do try.
And
do
there
try.
Are a lot of athletic things I do enjoy. I'm just bad at all of them.
Well, we give you all sorts of credit for actually not just sitting there and saying, I hate these things, I'm terrible at them, and
let's
actually
go drink some lemonade
in
the box.
Is that what
eat some Americanized tacos at Jack in the Box.
Is that what quitters do?
I think that's what quitters do.
Capture the Flag's lame. Let's go to Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box for the quitter in you.
They put Kraft singles in their tacos. It's really tasty. God. That'd be the worst if you ever did that, Sam.
But, yeah, just not an athletic person. But yeah, I enjoyed bowling. I had a good time, even though I was doing terribly the whole time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Bowling is always a fun thing.
Oh, yeah, combining the laser tag.
What are we even talking about?
Oh, but then also, yeah, fun facts. Let's do them.
Oh, yeah, weird. It's not fun facts. It's supposed to be weird facts.
I'm going
to
do fun facts all the time, bro.
Weird facts are always fun, so it's kind of a combination of the two. Let's be honest.
But the segment is called Weird Facts of the Week.
How about we rename it to Weird Fun Facts of the Week?
I think if me and Dylan continue to say fun facts and Xena continues with weird facts, then eventually it's going to be more of a hybrid.
We need consistency.
Yeah, yeah. I think actually at this point, since we don't have that many listeners, we'll just continue to change it up and go hybrid style.
I'm a fan of hybrid.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go Nissan Leaf all over the place.
Here's my weird...
Actually, I think that's an electric car.
I really have a weird set of facts. It's all the different games that are bowling related, like really old games that bowling kind of stemmed from. So, apparently all these games came from a game called Skittles. That was like the earliest bowling game.
Sounds like a tasty game.
It is. There was a lot of candy-coated balls that were about 12 feet in diameter.
Were they made out of sugar?
And yeah, they were coated in a sugar...
not coated, made out of
glaze.
Sugar.
Sugar glaze. All different colors from different animal dyes. Because that's what they had back then. They didn't have, like, red 40.
Were they the color of the rainbow?
Diameter doesn't seem that big, though.
Wait, what? 12 feet in diameter?
Yeah, yeah. Is that you're probably talking about mini Skittles.
Sour Skittles.
Oh, you're talking about Skittles.
They were closer to sour Skittles than anything.
Those are the tastiest Skittles.
But
you really taste the rainbow with those.
And that's where Marshawn Lynch gets his inspiration. Is from that game. No, the game really was called Skittles, though.
Sam Zena dropping the football knowledge.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch, he's a running back, and he's Skittles. And then...
I have two fantasy teams.
Irish Road Bowling, I think that's a great phrase.
But what was... Oh, so it just got his name from Skittles?
Skittles is a bowling-type game came from.
But for our listeners out there, it wasn't 12-foot in diameter balls.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But they might have been called Skittles.
We lead listeners down different roads sometimes.
I really just skimmed it.
Half of this is
you did a lot of skimming.
I did a lot of skimming.
Folks, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now is that
Sam
Zena is
skim hard.
Sam Zena is
skim
so hard. Your research sheet is very, very skimpy, if you will.
It's very skimpy.
And then I actually was impressed with Dylan because he did actually bring a research sheet this time.
He tore it off of mine.
But he tore it off of Zena's.
So he didn't bring it. He came here and he tore it off of mine.
And then I came up with one.
It's like
so I actually didn't know that. I came a little bit later than these guys.
Look at the bottom of this piece of paper. It's all ripped up.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It definitely is a puzzle piece. And then I think half...
But my piece of paper is totally filled.
Yeah. One actually part of that I tore off is Secret Feelings that I got Stuart with.
Oh,
so.
Right. Oh, I hope so. It's a good thing Stuart doesn't listen.
Yeah, Stuart doesn't listen, so we can talk about how I just secret feelings.
Irish Road Bowling, I actually figured out the rules to this one. So it's sort of a hybrid of bowling and golf, and you do it like on country roads in Ireland. And so the balls are a little bit smaller, and it works like golf. Like you try to get it close to the hole, and you have so many strokes, and the lowest number of strokes is the best. But you're throwing or like rolling instead of hitting it with the club. Mm. That's Irish Road Bowling. And there's also Cherokee Marbles.
Good to know. Go Cherokee Marbles. That sounds like a fun one.
Which I just love the names of that one and Irish Road Bowling. Cherokee Marbles, they were like probably the size of like billiard balls, and you rolled those and maybe.
So that's like bocce?
Like, bocce, yeah.
That sounds like bocce.
I've never played bocce ball.
Yeah, I'm
but
out.
But Cherokee, I mean, it's the Cherokee Indians, they did Cherokee Marbles.
Nice.
And so that's my weird fact of the week. Porter.
Yeah, so I got a couple of fun facts that I pulled for the fun fact category this week. Just the fun facts.
The funnest facts.
Weird facts.
Oh, weird facts.
Week.
Weird facts.
The weird fun facts. Fun weird facts.
It's the weird fact of the week. Coming at you. Sponsored by American Express.
Pew, pew.
Actually, American Express, if you're hearing this right now, sponsor us, please, because we need money. And
Skittles.
Actually, American Express
us.
Is pretty corporate, but I would actually very enjoy their sponsorship.
Maybe like Ally Bank or something smaller.
No, Ally Bank is. Let's not even.
Maybe
get
State Farm
that.
Insurance.
Maybe you're with the insurance.
Don't even get me started in Ally
Bank.
State Farm Insurance. Actually, yeah, I'd actually Allstate's pretty good just because it has the guy that played David Palmer on 24.
Dennis Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert, yeah. It's more David Palmer in my book.
In real life, he's more or less David Palmer in real life.
Yeah, yeah. He also was in that show, The Unit, though, after that.
Was that good?
I never watched it. It seemed like he was portraying kind of the same character.
Was it a show or was it a miniseries?
It was a TV show.
It was an actual show?
Yeah, that
that got canceled
real quick? Yeah, he came on. It was a CBS show, most watched
network. Was Dylan McDermott in that?
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
You know who Dylan McDermott is?
Well, who is he then?
Dylan
McDermott on the scene.
Now he's in American Horror Story. He was in The Practice. Yeah. He's in some stuff.
I haven't seen the stuff.
Those are the two.
He looks like a really cool David Schwimmer.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
That's true. Which isn't much of a
compliment. Well, speaking of David Schwimmer, actually.
Really cool.
That's true.
Now that we're really talking about David Schwimmer, my fun fact, or weird fact.
Does it involve David Schwimmer?
I hope it involves David Schwimmer.
Please. It involves actually a lookalike. Then he was actually the, so this guy named Norm Duke was,
Norm
Duke. He was, so basically he was like one of the best bowlers that's, I was going to say golfer right there for some reason, but a bowler that was on the circuit, I guess they call it, or the tour, actually it's the tour. And I kind of just want to say circuit just because it seems like one of those like blue collar sports that like isn't a tour because it's not like sponsored by big companies.
You say tour weird.
Tour. Tour.
It's like water.
Tour.
Some people say water.
Hey, let's just go on a tour.
Tour.
I can't. Tour.
Circuit.
Tour.
Circuit.
Home. Let's go home.
Let's go home. Drink some water.
Let's go home and drink some water.
Some water.
Water.
Some water.
But yeah, so Norm Duke, he was basically a... he's a David Schwimmer lookalike, but not really. Actually, he doesn't probably look anything like him. I didn't see a picture of him. But he is 5'5", and... he was one of the best bowlers out there, and so they have this chant, like, whenever he, like, bowls, like, when he's bowling and stuff, is that they'll just do the Duke chant. So they'll, like, do that. And so a lot of people got it mixed up with a
booing.
Boo chant.
The same thing happens to Bruce Springsteen.
And they actually said in the same article, is like, they compared it Bruce, and then they did some other athletes and stuff.
But no one would boo Bruce.
Kevin Youkilis of the Boston Red Sox.
You gotta be a total asshole to boo the boss.
Yeah, yeah. And then but yeah, that's that. I have another weird fun fact, but I can't read my handwriting. So I'm actually gonna bypass that one.
Well, I have one more fun fact for all the listeners out here. My fun fact is that the largest bowling alley is in Japan, and it has 141 lanes.
How many did ours have? Like 40?
I think 40. And I don't think ours, as with every bowling alley, the graphics have been updated since 1994 or 1995. Mm-hmm. Does it not seem like that when you go to a bowling alley? Yeah, like,
even
everything
like
seems like it's stuck
very old.
The mid-90s. Like, the food they serve is just, like, exactly the same as it was, like, when we were kids.
Crappy
and then, like,
nachos.
Yeah, just, like, terrible nachos and crap buffalo wings and just crap.
There's a bowling alley where I'm from that is... also an oyster bar, actually. That's kind of cool.
Fair enough. Is it on the coast?
Yes, because I'm from the Gulf Coast.
Oh, nice.
So it's like an oyster bar bowling alley.
The most new bowling alley that I've been to probably in my life is there's another place in Austin that's kind of up north. I think it's AMC Bowling or something. I don't remember
what it's
called.
Like the movie theater company?
Kind of like the movie
theater. Or no, AMF.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
AMF.
A bowling company.
There it is.
Company.
Okay.
Company.
Anyway, it's just really funny is that, you know, the graphics aren't necessarily the same, but instead of just like having like a turkey move along on the screen, all of a sudden it'll have like a really shitty photograph of like a cosmopolitan and it'll say drinks, and then it'll just have like another picture of another beer and it'll say fun, and then it'll show some terrible nachos and it'll say food, and those are the graphics that they show you.
They're just trying to advertise their concessions.
That's exactly what they're trying
to
do. And
farts.
They show a bunch of baked beans when they do that.
It's like chicken wings. Farts. It's like microwave pizza, heartburn. Yet delicious.
Oh, God.
Yet delicious. Have y'all been to the Highball Bowling Alley in Austin?
I have, but when I went, it was on a Wednesday. And
you bowled there?
I have not. My friend and I just went to drink.
Me too. Yeah, so it's a pretty new place. It's owned by the really cool movie theaters in town called Alamo Draft House.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the mic, dude.
I didn't want to be too loud.
You are going in
and
out
and
today.
So it's like a really, I mean, it's sort of modern and vintage at the same time. They like really nice looking bowling alleys. Like, I guess sort of like the ones you see in Big Lebowski. Those were kind of nice bowling alleys, right? Or am I just imagining?
No, they weren't nice bowling alleys.
I think
alleys.
Actually was the thing. It was just.
It was the Big Lebowski. They were all just degenerates.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm just sort of thinking the whole aesthetic alleys. Of the movie.
Well, they took like, or, yeah, bowling like the, leagues really seriously. It's like, I mean, Walter pulls a pistol.
It's like
on,
the
on Donnie.
The yeah, bowling
that was a
fantasy.
Crucial part of the movie.
It's closer to
it
that.
Was. Wait, what? Oh, and the fantasies. The yeah. fantasies. Fantasies.
Those are nice alleys.
Those are nice alleys.
So it's like those. No, yeah, it's like.
Because they're,
like,
just, they're just the lanes and blackness and then hot girls.
What about,
yeah, but this place
is
like.
Is it like the one in Lost in Translation?
Is there a bowling? I remember karaoke in that movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
it's karaoke.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're doing karaoke. I thought we're doing.
Not
no,
anymore.
We're doing golf. No, we're doing bowling.
Bowling.
Sorry.
But yeah,
golf
they had
be one.
Highball is dimly lit, and it's got like what, like leather furniture. And,
yeah,
leather seats.
But it's
and
really
and people do karaoke
like,
there.
Got a nice
like
bar.
Loose leather. It's kind of a new fad. They just have like loose leather laying on the ground.
All over the place.
But,
you could rub yourself in loose
we're
leather.
We're going a little out of control, so maybe we could. Maybe we should skip to the big question.
Yeah.
Would you hobby hard bowling style?
Who's starting it?
You.
Porter.
Oh, me? Yeah, I would definitely hobby hard on bowling. I mean, bowling is... always have a ton of fun bowling. I can't think about any times I went bowling that I, like, had a terrible time. I've never done it like really competitively, but yeah, I think I could get really into bowling, and it seems like one of those things too, like where you it's like a little community and stuff, and it's something you can do weekly, and that's probably why a lot of older people do it. It's just like, you know, you get older, you have something that you can kind of like go to and just be
like golf,
yeah, just like golf, it'd just be a little community of people,
bingo,
or bingo, yeah.
Or bridge.
So I think I could get into it. I'm gonna say yes.
No, it's good. It's good for you.
Pinochle.
Oh, that's a good one right there.
Don't worry about you.
Bridge.
We said that one.
We said bridge. We said it. You lose the game.
I lost categories.
You lost categories. anyway, could I get into bowling? Yes, I enjoy bowling thoroughly. And I think the idea of taking it really seriously and buying like a ball and buying some shoes and then just going to the lane by myself and just trying to just... ream the shit out of some strikes all the time. I think all of it is just really, I think it's really funny, and I think I would kind of enjoy that, and there's something kind of relaxing about that idea, but it's also just a hilarious thing for me to think about personally. But yeah, I could totally get into bowling. I'd totally join a league with I probably wouldn't join anything super serious. I'm not a serious enough person to take bowling seriously, but joining a league with a bunch of friends and just going out and doing that pretty constantly, I think I could do that. I'm gonna give old bowling a yes. Old bowling a yes.
Well, I'm going to ruin the vote here. I'm going to say no. I know.
It's John Coon for you guys. John Coon.
I enjoy it. It's pretty fun, but like I'm terrible at it. I think the one or two times a year that I do is just the perfect amount. I don't want to do it.
Well,
that's
so we're split. So I guess that means that.
The fun facts won it.
The eyes have it, but it's not unanimous.
It's not unanimous. So just go ahead and email us or tweet at us, or you can write us letters at 1955.
But seriously, so we're wrapping up here. Tweet us some ideas for hobbies, maybe stuff that you're interested in, or just stuff that you think is weird or funny. At hobbyhard or hobbyhard@gmail.com, or just be like, hey, I listened to your show, and then don't even like say anything after that. Like, don't even sign your name.
Or if you want Detective John Donegan to come back, it's whatever you want.
Let's. I'd like to hear the verdict on Detective John Donegan.
I would love to hear what people think of Detective John Donegan, because we immediately regretted that.
Johnigan.
That's a celebrity couple.
If you
name.
Want to blind carbon copy us on any of your emails, feel free to do so.
We're okay with that.
Yeah. And important emails only, though.
So, are we doing laser tag next week, or are we doing antiquing?
Because
laser tag came up, and that sounded really good. And we could actually go play laser tag.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yeah, I don't want to go
laser
antiquing.
Tag.
We wouldn't go antiquing.
We have to not go antiquing. Actually, I can't.
I mean, we're gonna try to go experience as much things as possible. We don't have to do it every.
Okay. Yeah, the convention center banned
for
the year.
They did, and that was just a misfortune. It was a misfortunate
it's not
thing.
A good time.
But I'm saying we should go do some laser tag.
Laser tag
it is.
All right, we're gonna do laser tag, and then coming up in the near future, antiquing. This has been Christmas. And Christmas is coming up too.
New Year's too. That's another thing.
A lot of holidays, really.
It's after Christmas, buddy.
Hey, happy holidays. Do we say that now?
Happy holidays.
I'm gonna stick with Merry Christmas.
Happy belated holidays.
I don't give a F about the holidays, bro. Actually, I do care about holidays.
Come on.
I love the holidays.
Come on.
Actually, I'm having a holiday party this
this
Saturday night. If you guys want to come out, and if you're living in the Austin area, I'm having a Christmas party. You got to wear, like, Christmas...
What's the date? So in case they listen after,
It's Saturday, December 10th, okay. I believe. Saturday, December 10th. I'm probably going to start around, like, 9 to 9.30 p.m. We're going to have some punch available and some snacks.
It's at the Amoco service station on South First.
On South First. Yeah, it's going to be at the gas station. Well, that's actually where I live. I'm not a mechanic, but I just... they got good rent there, and the heat is pretty good.
That's all you need.
Yeah, so if you want to come to the party... Any listeners out there?
You should tweet at us.
You should get in contact with us.
Just bring some
and we can party. We can like just party hard.
That's right. I'll party hard, just like Andrew WK said.
All right, this has been Hobby Hard. I'm Sam Zena.
Sam Porter.
Dylan Heimbrock.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What condition my condition was in? I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.